Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I got one thing for you guys before we move on to the next stuff. Did you guys, obviously it was a little over a week ago, the fan who fell from the stands in Pittsburgh, 20 feet onto the field, broke his neck, broke his collarbone. Well, the videos, there's a new video angle of it today. Did you see this?
No.
All right. From the very beginning of this, when they showed the videos, it didn't add up to me. Because he went flying almost up and out. It wasn't like leaning over to catch baseball and fell. There is a reverse angle of this now from behind him. From the, you call it, you know, closed circuit television. Security footage at the ballpark. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to know if you had watched it or if you in listener land have watched this. Because when I watched it, I don't know how to come to another conclusion other than he tried to launch himself. You got to see it to believe it. And again, look, he was in critical at the start. He's making what doctors are calling a miraculous recovery, which is great. But when you see this new video, David, you could type it in the Google. It's on the line. Watch the reverse angle of this and tell me what your reaction is, because it is so bizarre to me. It doesn't look anything like someone accidentally falling over a railing. Are you watching it right now?
Yeah.
People, if you're in listener land, and I apologize, I know it's a visual and we're on an audio medium. You can see it. If you have seen it, I would love your thought for a second, because I don't know what to do at this point. And obviously, you know, he was in horrific shape. That's a 20-foot fall. But something doesn't add up to me with what that looks like.
It looked as if he was trying to hurdle the bar and slipped and wow.
Just telling you what it looks like.
It looked like it was supposed to be funny. Whatever he was going to do was going to jump up on that top bar and tripped.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring it up because it was a huge story in sports. The original video, I saw it once. That's all I needed to see. It's like the other night with the Reds left fielder breaking his arm. Don't need to watch that on repeat. But this was like this new angle and the way he left his seat. I wanted to know if I was insane for my initial reaction to that.
No.
It left me with a lot of questions is the best way I can put it.
Yeah.
That's all. It's, if you haven't seen it, give it a look. David, I want to get a few ticket texts. We'll get into some football top of the hour. We got a lot more ground to cover today. And if you're looking for some of Trajan Langdon's comments, we open the show with that. Odyssey.com rewind. David, first of all, David, you watched the video. Am I nuts?
No, you're not. I don't know. I don't understand what he was trying to do there.
I'm not making an accusation. I'm telling you what it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, it could, yeah.
I don't understand what he's doing there.
Rico's watching it like the Zapruder film.
Well, yeah, because I'm like, this could go one of two ways. Like, what am I looking at here?
Well, it can go one way, the way it did.
The genesis of this, like, what were you doing? What was the thought process? What was the end game here? Because this, yeah, wow.
I think both coaches are gone. Michigan will manufacture a story on why Sherrone Moore has to go instead of taking responsibility. Smith will be encouraged to leave after another bad 5 or 6 win season.
If they win 5 or 6 games, there's no encouragement. I'd fire him.
Mm-hmm.
Anything under, well, first of all, for me, it's 8 or 9, but I'm mean. Anything under 7 wins, he should be fired. It's 2025. You don't get years on end.
No, I don't even think that's me, Mike, because I said 8, but if you only win 8, you better knock off a big boy to give the fans something to say, okay, we're building something here. 8 wins, you beat Michigan. 8 wins, you beat Penn State. Okay, we can move on.
Someone says, as a proud alum, I will not tolerate this Hope College slander.
I'm sorry. Dutch, I says. Just, listen, all right, we love Dutch people. Okay, I'm just making a point. I don't need transfers to Michigan State football.
Someone says, I truly think alcohol was involved with this fan. And then he tried to jump out of excitement and momentum just carried him over the wall.
He kind of like hops like a toad. And then all of a sudden, I don't know.
It looks like he thought he was going to land on top of the bar.
Why on earth would you do that?
What are you,
Simone Biles?
And I guess he was going to be super fan and yell from on top of that bar, but none of that makes a lick of sense.
Yeah, someone's thinking that he fell asleep, and when the crowd cheered, he jumped up and launched over the rail as Matt and Novi.
What?
I can't see him sleep, though. In this video, at least, I can't see him sleeping before he jumps. I don't know. Don't know that theory at all. Someone says, yeah, that video is awful to look at. I hope he recovers. But that's tough to look at, they say.
It is. And again, this new video, you don't see him land, which is much easier to watch. It's just very weird. That's
I did not want to watch the other one.
No,
this
of course
one,
not.
I don't see the landing. I don't want to. Yeah, that's rough.
No, I can't watch stuff like that. Like they're coming out with a new Final Destination. Miss me with that. I want no part.
That's what I told my wife. No, thank you.
No, but I think it was the last one before Terry Todd died. So
who?
The guy, the voice, the death.
Yeah. What part of I refuse to watch that?
You never seen any of them?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's the guy who basically plays death.
I saw the movie preview. The preview's enough for me not to watch the film.
Yeah, Lawnmower.
No, the one that got me was the log truck on the highway. I'm out.
That's the last one I saw.
That's TJ. Yeah, we always send jokes. Like he'll send me a picture. Nope. He's like driving on the freeway with the log truck. He'll just send me a text. Nope.
Who, our TJ?
Yeah. Because we always make jokes about that. Like, yeah, that's the one.
Thank you. Okay, good talk. We're done. Let's get to football. We'll move it along. 97.1.